Assalamu alaikum everyone. Pick up your pens because this is gonna be noteworthy. Today, we... What's this? Aren't you feeling hot under there? Do you wear that when you sleep? Were you forced to put it on? Why is your religion so violent? You must be so oppressed. Oh man. Intro! Okay, since this is a very lengthy topic, I'll try to cover some main stuff. I can already imagine some dude angrily typing on the keyboard like,
"What do you mean women should cover up? This is free world, blah blah."
But before you do that, yes, I see you, Mr. Hater. Hear me out. For long, people have been banging on the drum for fighting against hijab under the pretext of defending women's rights. But has it actually helped with anything at all? So today, we will be debunking some myths and false statements around the topic of hijab. Ready? Let's go! Question. Some people say that hijab is a barrier between women and success. They think a woman can't make progress in scientific, social, and political positions as long as she observes hijab. So is it true? Not true! Not true! Have you heard of Rehane Sariri? She is an Iranian scientist, professor, and inventor. Farzaneh Sharafbafi is a manager and an academic who was the CEO of Iran Air. Bintul Huda Al-Sadr was a young, brave, intellectual, artistic lady. She inspired women with her writings and she became leader of a revolution. Even the enemy knew that her potential could topple his tyrannical regime. Lady Khadija and Lady Zainab are amongst the greatest examples of all time. In fact, Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam said about Lady Zainab, "You are by the grace of God a scholar unschooled by anyone and a sage by conation." It's noteworthy that there are remarkable increases in women's literacy rates in countries where the hijab is observed. And the only reason women cannot progress in some societies is because of their wrongly enforced laws, which prevents Muslim women from progress. Question: is it true that people have been looking at women as commodities and objects and using them for cheap labor? Yes, unfortunately. There are enormous amounts of harassment cases and almost every other woman claimed not feeling safe in her environment or on the streets. Also, the proofs that women were bought into the marketing industries to sell products and are still paid low compared to their male counterparts and are also considered cheap labor are very clear indeed. But Islam considers women to be respectable beings with divine values. They can play the greatest of roles in society without being looked at just for love interest or as for lust. So hijab is not an obstacle for us at all. So to answer your question, does hijab oppress women? No, hijab does not oppress women at all. It's all these media stereotypes being pushed that covering yourself is oppression. Hijab actually provides security for us and it does not isolate us. Some people seek to give freedom to women by removing a hijab. Whoa, so you're going to liberate me by taking away my right to wear the clothes I choose to wear? How ignorant. Just look at all these magazines and stereotypes that tell girls they have to look a certain way to be acceptable in a society. A society which they set standards for. Otherwise, you're not considered pretty. In fact, you're considered ugly? Just look at all these Hollywood and K-pop ladies in the fashion industries. They are put through enormous pressures to look a certain way, and the industries cash off of it. Now that is the greatest insult ever. So, first of all, you bring a woman down to a certain objectified materialistic level, and then impose all these weird-looking standards on her. It's just ridiculous. Of course they're going to cover it up with beautiful words and make it seem like freedom. Where exactly is the freedom? I don't see no freedom. Maybe the freedom is being in denial. And why do we have to constantly defend ourselves regarding wearing hijab anyways? Do you constantly ask a Sikh man why he's wearing a turban? Or do you ask a Buddhist man why his head is bald? Do Orthodox nuns get constantly harassed by mainstream media and get told that they're oppressed? Why do you have to constantly ask women why she's wearing a head covering? Or is it that you've actually got a problem with the core values a hijab brings along because it challenges the corrupt expectations of society? Guys, there is a fine line between curiosity and ridiculousness because when someone's dressed less on the street, that's just freedom of expression, But why is it when somebody decides to cover up more, you suddenly have a problem and start questioning her freedom? It's considered wrong because you don't fit their standards. They shame you for it and say that you're being too religious. If the aim was really to give women freedom, why do some countries ban hijabi girls from universities? Nah, I see the double standards clearly. I really do. And in the end, I must say, we are proud of the Islamic viewpoint that women should not be looked at as objects. And we totally condemn this wrong representation of freedom for women and their lifestyle is specifically portrayed by the mass media and entertainment industries.
Wait, you're really not oppressed?
You really don't sleep with that on?
Ugh, guys, this is just a never-ending loop of questions that I know you all are facing out there. But sisters, stay strong, you got this. And I'll see you soon, wherever you are.